Hello. Oh, there it is.
Hello, Your Honour.
Yes, hello, young lady. You've been in my courtroom before.
I have, Your Honour. It's not about me. I haven't done anything wrong, Your Honour. But I wonder if...
Well, there's a surprise.
I wonder if my husband is about to commit an offence.
Okay.
Now, as you well know, Your Honour, mm-hmm. we have a bit of a holiday come January.
Yep.
All of us, the whole team, we're off.
Yep.
And through those 3 weeks that we're away, mm-hmm. my husband is going away motorbike riding with a bunch of mates.
Right.
I'm on holidays at the same time.
And he's going away for 3 weeks without you.
Without me.
Well done, Michael.
You're a brave man, but well done.
Well done, Michael. You're a genius. That is brilliant.
Well,
I mean, oh, that's terrible tenure.
Well, no, you'll be surprised to learn that I've been the great encourager on this one, going, you have to do this. This is amazing.
Mm.
It's going to be a trip of your life.
Normally in this situation, it would be a situation where one wasn't working or something, but when you're on both on holidays.
This is why I bring it to you, because a lot of people have now been commenting to us going, that's just not right.
Well, obviously, they haven't been married for 20 years.
Exactly.
You know, you understand it if, like, I was still working and off he went.
Yeah, yep. Sure. No, this is because you're both on holidays, therefore having separate holidays.
Yeah. So is it the beginning of the end?
That's a good question.
I'm getting a big yes from Neepy Nikki. She's just got married, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. the young married ones. I know. Will be sitting there giving you false hope, mate. Yeah, no, not at all. In fact, it's the beginning of a longer future.
You reckon? Great advice.
The more you two are apart, the better your marriage will be.
I did tell our son that Dad's away for 3 weeks in January.
And what was his verdict?
Oh, my God. What does that mean? Are you coming here?
Is everyone getting the general trend?
Apparently I'm not allowed to go to Queensland in January. I'm fine to cook Christmas dinner. I'm just allowed to holiday there.
Now I need to ring Lork and go, don't you dare pull out because I'm next. Where are we going, T?
Well, I'm Footloose and Fancy Free.
I'm not seeing Glowworm Farm. I'm not getting up at 7 and doing treks.
I don't know, but the world is my oyster.
Because you can travel now too.
I can do anything.
Borders
I
are
want.
Open, baby.
I can go anywhere.
Can you? Can you, mate?
Alone.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You're all right travelling alone.
I love travelling on my own.
So does Michael love it when you travel on your own. He loves it so much he's decided to let you do it for 3 weeks. In fact, as the judge, well done to you, Michael. Have four. What a great husband.
There you go. So
to
it's
let you
all right.
enjoy your only holiday.
You think it's positive for the relationship. Not negative.
Oh, no, not negative, no. Remember, only a few years ago, he was constantly travelling around the country.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So you're used to spending a bit of time apart.
Yeah.
So
you're used to that.
Yeah. I just need a travel buddy. Wonder what The Rock's doing. Oh, that's right. He's making that movie. He might be a bit busy.
Yeah, he might be a bit busy.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yeah, what's that, Grice?
You got any plans? Tanya's looking for a travel partner. Steve?
I've many, many plans, mate. Many. Many.
All right, then.
I'll just have to sieve through them.
That has to be Jason Momoa then. All right, then. I can't have The Rock. It'll be Aquaman.
Oh, my God, Deanna, if you're listening, book anything. Okay, book anything.